Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Vodafone Deutschland launches an enhanced 5-year warranty program for smartphones, complete with free battery replacement once capacity falls below 80%. A sweeping upgrade on Germany's rail network improves LTE, 900 MHz, and 5G connectivity, with Telefónica modernizing thousands of sites. And Deutsche Telekom pioneers a dedicated 5G gaming service in collaboration with NVIDIA, setting a competitive benchmark against rivals like O2 Telefónica.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on significant developments at Median, where the original founder, Gerd Brockmann, is re-entering the business landscape. The article explains that Median, once renowned for its home computers sold through Aldi, has evolved to offer a broad range of electronics and services, including mobile tariffs provided to Aldi Nord and Aldi Süd. It details that the Chinese holding, previously controlled by Lenovo since 2011, has begun a process of restructuring by transferring a considerable part of the business back to the founder. The report outlines that Lenovo is now focusing solely on continuing the production and sale of Median and Eraser PCs, while the remaining business activities, including marketing, sales, logistics, and after-sales services, have been transferred to the new Median GmbH. Financial aspects such as a planned capital increase and expectations of future modest revenue growth, despite recent losses, are also mentioned, emphasizing the transitional nature of the company's current phase.
The Rheinische Post covers Vodafone Deutschland's launch of an enhanced warranty program for smartphones, aimed at strengthening its market position against competitors like Deutsche Telekom and Telefónica Deutschland. The report states that customers can now opt for an extended warranty of up to 5 years, following the expiration of the standard manufacturer warranty of up to 2 years, with an added service of free battery replacement once battery capacity falls below 80%. It is highlighted that the extended warranty is automatically included in certain tariffs, such as Giga Mobile M and Giga Mobile Young M, while other tariffs require a supplementary fee of €3.99 per month. The article includes expert opinions urging customers to review contract details carefully, as some warranties come with specific limitations excluding damage from factors like water, heat, or drops. Additionally, the report positions this new service as a strategic move by Vodafone to promote longer device life cycles and environmental sustainability by reducing electronic waste.
InsideDigital.de and ComputerBuild.de have both reported on significant advancements in onboard mobile connectivity across Germany's rail network. The collaboration between the four German mobile network operators and Deutsche Bahn has led to the activation of the LTE 900 MHz frequency band at 10,000 mobile sites located near railway lines, now covering over 28,000 kilometers of the country's 33,000-kilometer rail network. This upgrade provides improved connectivity for millions of passengers using mobile devices and onboard Wi-Fi, with more than 11,000 kilometers of track benefiting from the frequency for the first time on busy routes including Berlin-München, Hanover-Berlin, and Köln-Frankfurt. The frequency, previously restricted due to concerns about interference with train radio communications, became available following Deutsche Bahn's implementation of interference-resistant radio modules that upgraded essential train communication systems. Additionally, Telefónica has modernized approximately 2,000 sites with new hardware and updated 8,000 sites via software, while activating 5G in several areas. The ComputerBuild.de article also highlighted the operational launch of the 10,000th site in Lehrte on the Hanover-Berlin ICE route and mentioned ongoing tests under the Gigabit Innovation Track project on routes such as Hamburg-Berlin, aiming to further enhance data speeds and network capacities for both passengers and residents.
The publication WeWo.de reports that Germany is ranking last among EU member states in the deployment of smart meters, with only 2.8% of households equipped, in sharp contrast to higher percentages in countries such as Greece, Finland, and Spain. The article explains that smart meters not only allow consumers to benefit from the increasing fluctuations in wholesale electricity prices, but also enable them to shift high-energy tasks like electric vehicle charging to times when electricity is cheaper or even priced negatively. It further details the significant regional differences within Germany, where some cities like Berlin have higher installation rates among households with high consumption or flexible appliances, while other regions such as Baden-Württemberg lag considerably behind. The report emphasizes that a more robust rollout of smart meters could ease the pressure on grid expansion by better utilizing market flexibility, as dynamic tariffs could help synchronize production and consumption more efficiently and potentially save billions of euros in the energy system. In addition, the article notes that despite the clear benefits for both consumers and providers, there remains a lack of strong regulatory penalties to enforce the installation targets, a contrast to measures seen in other European countries like Austria.
Today's briefing highlights a recent development by Deutsche Telekom, as reported by Teltarif.de. The article details that last year, Deutsche Telekom introduced an option enabling private customers to access a so-called real 5G network, albeit with limitations. Unlike its competitors Vodafone and O2 Telefonica, which offer more general 5G standalone access, the telecom solution is confined to a specific service for gaming. When the gaming portal is not in use, subscribers are reverted to an LTE network with 5G enhancements, known as 5G non-standalone. The report explains that during the recent Gamescom event in Cologne, Telekom announced plans to expand its 5G Plus gaming offering with a new partnership with NVIDIA. This collaboration centers on integrating the GeForce Now cloud gaming platform with what is described as the largest 5G Plus network in Germany, thereby promising latency-optimized mobile cloud gaming. According to Teltarif.de, this makes Deutsche Telekom the first network operator in Europe to offer GeForce Now over a 5G standalone technology, delivering a gaming experience with diminished latency and enhanced responsiveness. The article further notes that while the existing 5G standalone service in cooperation with SoraStream has been accessible for Apple iPhone users, the GeForce Now option will initially be limited to Samsung devices, specifically the Galaxy S24 Ultra and Galaxy S25 smartphones. This strategic move underscores Telekom's approach to selectively opening its independent 5G network exclusively for specific premium services, rather than offering a universal access model. The narrative presented by Teltarif.de provides insight into how Deutsche Telekom is positioning itself in the competitive telecommunications landscape, particularly against rivals such as O2 Telefonica.
In the field of technology and innovation, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on a significant rise in online fraud, particularly highlighting the challenges introduced by the increased use of AI in criminal activities. The article explains that when purchasing expensive items, spontaneity and convenience often play a role, yet the situation becomes especially problematic when fraud is involved. It is noted that AI now enables fraudsters to generate highly convincing phishing emails and even create the very rules to bypass established security measures. The report details that a survey conducted by the financial technology company Adyen, alongside CensusWide, involving over 41,000 consumers and 14,000 companies across numerous countries, has shown that the average financial damage due to fraud among international consumers increased by 26% compared to the previous year. Notably, while countries like Canada and the United Kingdom experienced dramatic rises in losses, Germany reported a slight decrease in consumer fraud losses, with a 6% drop from €811 to €763 over the past 12 months. The article further points out that there are notable differences among age groups. Generation Z experienced a remarkable reduction in fraud losses by 57%, whereas Generation X faced a nearly 50% increase, and millennials saw an average increase of 13%. In addition to the consumer perspective, the report emphasizes the significant impact on businesses, with 26% of merchants worldwide considering fraudulent chargebacks a major cost factor, and a large proportion of German companies experiencing fraud losses ranging from moderate amounts to over 1 million euros within a year. The piece concludes by stressing that the evolving sophistication of fraudulent methods using AI, including the use of social engineering toolkits that produce flawless communications and cloned brand websites, necessitates a multi-layered security approach. Early detection measures based on device profiles, biometric behavioral data, and pattern recognition are identified as key strategies that can protect both consumers and revenues from increasingly advanced cyber threats.
The article published by computerbuild.de explains that as of 1st of July 2024, landlords are no longer allowed to automatically include cable TV fees and ancillary costs. This regulation forces users to actively secure a contract with a cable TV provider if they wish to watch television legally. However, many users have not taken the necessary steps and continue to enjoy cable TV services without a valid contract, a practice referred to colloquially as watching TV black. The publication highlights that cable providers are increasingly concerned about this unauthorized usage and are implementing measures to disconnect unregistered connections, although technical challenges persist due to older building wiring. In modern buildings with a star network configuration, individual apartments can be easily disconnected, but older building structures that share a common line complicate this process. Providers, including Vodafone and Tele Columbus, as mentioned in the article from computerbuild.de, are contacting unregistered users regularly and warning of potential criminal consequences if contracts remain unconfirmed. As a result, whole buildings could face disconnection if most residents do not sign a contract, underlining the provider's determination to enforce the rules. Additionally, smaller operators are transitioning their infrastructure to fiber optic networks, which enable remote connection management, further facilitating technical control over the cable TV services.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.